Arranging the meeting. Next, let's look at language for arranging a meeting. Below is a list of scheduling appointments phrases that can follow your initial greetings and statement of purpose. You may have to go back and forth a little in a conversation to establish a convenient day and time for a meeting, but we can use these phrases in many situations. If speaking to a receptionist, is he or she available on Tuesday? Is he or she available next Tuesday? Does he or she have any availability early next week? Does he or she have an opening for Friday morning? A receptionist will know their client's calendar and will usually offer a time if they have availability. If speaking directly to someone, are you free on Wednesday? Are you free next Wednesday? Would the 14th work for you? How does Friday the 7th sound to you? Are you available on Tuesday? Are you available next Tuesday? Is next Monday okay with you? Follow up with a time. Excellent. How about 4 o'clock? Great. Can you meet at 10 a.m.? Perfect. Would 2 p.m. work for you? Unavailability. If someone is unavailable at a day or time you present, it's always good to have backup or alternate times and days in mind. Unfortunately, he has a meeting at 10 a.m. that morning. That's okay. Would 2 p.m. work instead? I'm sorry. I'm all booked up next Thursday. No problem. Are you available Friday instead? Dr. Lee doesn't have any appointments available on Monday. Does he have anything open on Tuesday or Wednesday? In business matters, if someone is out of town on vacation or for a conference, it's good to give them a day or two to get settled upon their return. Shoot for mid to late week appointments in that situation. I'm sorry, I don't have any availability next week. I'll be on vacation. No worries. Are you free the Wednesday after that? Rejecting inconvenient times. Again, arranging a meeting can sometimes go back and forth before you can set a time and day. Sometimes, a person or receptionist may offer a time inconvenient to you. Here are some phrases you can use in that case. I'm afraid I can't meet next Wednesday. I'm sorry, Tuesday isn't good for me. I won't be able to meet on Thursday. Unfortunately, Mondays aren't a good day for me. I'm not free on Friday. It's unnecessary to give a reason that you can't meet, but it can also serve as your rejection of a day or time, as in, I won't be available all next week. I'll be on vacation.